Welcome to the Fail Forward podcast. I've met many people over the years who have failed and given up. The point of this podcast is to get people to understand that failure is part of the process. Welcome back to the Fail Forward podcast. People do not give a shit about what you do, what you've got, and all the other list of features and benefits that your products do. They literally do not care about you. And that is a harsh realization that I've realized when I've been learning a lot about marketing and sales recently, that people don't care, literally don't care about what you do. What they do care about is how your product or service can solve their problem. And that's why we see it all the time. And I've been guilty of this. Marketers putting out, we do this and we do that, and we've got this bit of kit, we've got that. And I mean, I'm just sat in here with Andy and Pulse 8 now recording, and I'm surrounded by all this technology. We've got all these amazing cameras. And I just had to say, just said to Andy, people don't care about all these cameras, which he knows. People care about what you can do for them. What problem can you solve for them? That's the number one thing. And we all get caught up in it of saying, I mean, amount of times I've talked to people about my mastermind and they're like, so tell me about the mastermind. And I'll then list off all the features and benefits. Like, you know, we have these mastermind sessions and training sessions, and you've got the vault, and we've got one-to-ones, and we've got all this, we've got this cool community, and we've got all this kind of stuff. When actually what I should say is what are you looking to achieve in the next 12 months? Because once I ask them what they're looking to achieve in the next 12 months, I can understand what their challenges and problems are, and then I can see how we can help. And it's the same when we're putting social media posts out. Like, people don't care about all the shit we've got. People care about themselves, like, which is fine, by the way, because that's what people do. They care about themselves, what they've got in front of them right now, and how your products and services can solve their problems. So when you're putting stuff out in the world, stop talking about we do this, we do that, this is what we can do, we do, and start thinking about what problems do you solve. And this is where, like, when you start going into the marketing world and you start looking at ideal client avatars, it's so important to do some of the work on understanding who your ideal client is. Because once you understand who your ideal client is, you can understand what their drivers are, what motivates them, what their challenges are, what their problems are, and how you, with your service, can solve their challenges and problems. And a part of it is unqualifying and qualifying, because not everybody. I remember when someone first said to me, when I first started getting into coaching, Henry, what's your ideal client? I remember saying, whoever f-ing pays me is my ideal client. Like, that's my ideal client. And then I then realized that over time, that I do need to know that stuff. And I can't just be like, I want anyone to buy my services. There are some good clients, bad clients, and how we can talk to them through our marketing, our social media, and everything we do. So it's so important to be putting the hard work, the time in, to be thinking about what do you solve for people. You know, for example, an accountant will tell you how you can do all their books and this and all these numbers and stuff. But a good accountant should say, I help people save lots of money on tax in a legal way. Because if an accountant said that, you're like, yes, I want that. Because right now in this country, we're all paying too much tax. If you can help me save tax in a legal way, I'm there. You know, it's like, there's so many things. It's like personal trainers saying, well, I've got this 12-week intensive program and I do X and I go through this and you get a nutrition plan and you get all that. A personal trainer should say, I help you have a summer ready body. And you're like, cool, that's exactly what I want. You know, start thinking about what it is that you solve for people and talk about that, not about all the list of features and benefits and everything you do. And that is something that we're looking to do more and more and more. It's like this podcast. You know, I could say about all the different videos and all the different content we do, but I just help overcome the fear of failure so they can live their goals and dreams. That's what we try and do. We try and showcase other people's stories and then how they get through it. I talk about all my own challenges. I'd be vulnerable and all those things. But really, the people that continue listening, you guys, is because you're understanding that you don't have to fear failure and how to overcome that. So start thinking about how you solve at people's problems, not about I've got this and I've got this chipper and I've got this product, I've got this service, I've got this feature, we do this, we do that. Think about how you solve their problems, and I can guarantee you, once you start putting that out into the world, you'll have more people coming to move forward towards you, and then people might care about you a little bit more then. But generally, people don't give a shit about what you offer and what you do. They just care about what can you do for them. Thanks all for listening. See you next time. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I'm on a mission to get people to understand that failure is part of the process. So please share this far and wide, like and subscribe.